You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic, you've talked to Ron Cook many times before. Have you ever gotten the sense from him that he was less confident about a Steelers team, certainly about a Steelers team facing the Browns, than he is right now for this particular matchup?
I'm going to say no, but he's not an overly confident guy. By nature, why I like talking with Ron is he gives you it straight about that team. He's all about perspective. I love perspective people, as you know. I have a weakness for people
you
like
do.
That. And he's one of my favorites. And he lays it out there. And I don't think he's overly negative either, which is yet another thing you can get from someone who's attached to, say, one team. But I would agree with you that his view of where this Steeler team is, you know, as he's saying, not surprised if they would lose this game. And then to add the possibility that they could make two coaching changes on this staff, say goodbye to the legendary Dick LeBeau, that's hard for me to wrap my mind around.
Yeah. Wow. Todd Haley, I think.
Haley could be a little shaky, a little sketchy ground.
I could see him on a little bit
but
of
LeBeau,
shaky ground.
But LeBeau, I don't know. God, I'm thinking LeBeau's the kind of guy who tells you when he's done.
I would think so as well. Folks, you can join over 100,000 Browns fans who are registered members of the Browns Backers Worldwide Fan Club. Receive merchandise discounts, special event invitations, and exclusive VIP experiences. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com to learn more. The Browns Backers, the biggest fan club of any NFL team in the world.
It is, and you know our own Megan Rock, who's helping us out in here, doing tweets, and of course, she's going to be putting together the Browns Daily Wrap for ClevelandBrowns.com this afternoon. She's involved with the group inside our building that handles this. Michelle DiCioli, another person who's that's her thing. That's what she runs. Megan works with her. Megan's a jack of all trades or a Jill of all trades, whatever you call her. But she's doing this stuff too. So good stuff. All right.
Multi-talented.
And we have, I think, at 216-578-0850, I think, from the pound, we are getting
yes, we
a bark. And the bark is coming from none other than Joe in Cleveland. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing today, guys?
Good.
Hey, my question is, like, at the end of the draft last year, they made all those trades, and then they fired basically all those scouts. Kind of, they just want to start from scratch. That kind of let me know right there. Do you know anything, like, do you guys follow any of those guys during the year? Like how hard are they looking at besides the quarterback? Like, let's get a great linebacker to go with Jackson. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, where are they really concentrating on the other positions? Do you know it?
Okay. Well, Joe, let me say this, and thank you so much for the call. The fact that the staff turned over, don't connect that with if you are connecting it with anything from a negative standpoint of what the scouting staff did or didn't do. The decisions that are made and the maneuvers such as trading and so forth, you know, that's starting with Joe Banner. Obviously, Michael Lombardi running things as a general manager, the more of the foot soldiering of people and overseeing where these scouts are and what they're checking out position-wise and schools that they're checking out. But transitions like that happen constantly in the NFL. They don't really in any way, in my mind, affect your drafting process. Now, you have different people looking, and obviously different people have different skill sets and talents in evaluation, and that is a talent. That is a skill. And I think, by and large, what you're seeing from this group as it pertains to the upcoming draft are, okay, a lot of talk about quarterback, but wide receiver for sure, offensive line for sure. That's a big area. And I would think running back is in the mix. How high, you know, we'll see. It's not a premium position. That would be the one spot I would virtually guarantee isn't going to be a first-round pick. Might not even be a second-rounder. I don't know. But quarterback receiver would be the two premium areas they're going to look to address.
I think that's very true, and I think you got to remember, it's going to be an off-season that you look at as a complete picture. The draft is going to be one part of that. This is a team with as much money under the salary cap as anybody in the National Football League. That will be used, I think, to keep some of the key players here, some of the pillars of the foundation of what they're trying to build, but also to maybe bring in a cornerback. I think there's some great corners out there that will be free agents at the end of this year. Altron Werner in Tennessee, who, by the way, has only allowed 19 completions but has 15 interceptions plus pass defense this year. He's a young guy. Walter Thurman. So I think you're going to see a combination of moves in the offseason that via free agency and via the draft to help address some of these holes. You know, perhaps another inside linebacker, as you pointed out, to go alongside DeQuell Jackson is something that will be looked at. They're on everything. They want to find the best players to improve this team, and I think you'll see some turnover at the end of this season on this roster, coming from the draft, coming from free agency, et cetera. But yes, they are looking at everything, but the things that we've heard as two of the top priorities would be quarterback, obviously, and a lot of talk about wide receiver as well. Give Josh Gordon a running buddy, because Gordon is on pace for 1,500 yards and 8 touchdowns, and when you think about that, Vic, when you think about the fact that that's the pace he's on right now, in 8 games, he has 750 yards and 4 scores, and then he's had Brandon Whedon, Brian Hoyer, and Jason Campbell throwing him the ball.
Sick.
It's amazing. Yeah. And we know that he still can refine his game and tap into his unbelievable physical gifts more and more. He is only going to get better, and that's an exciting thing for Browns fans, but they got to get somebody to help him out. And hopefully for the rest of this season, Craig Little and Devon Best can provide that help.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine how great it could be when you've got that running mate, as you say, when you've got two legit guys that defenses have to respect, and that you can't take a day off, if you will, against the receiver, because that does happen with this team. And unfortunately, too often or too little do you see Greg Little as a factor, as an impact guy. Devon Bess, same thing. I mean, it's been those have been disappointments. You just haven't gotten enough from other people. And I'm not necessarily saying that you're going to always have or can count on, that it's realistic to count on 4 guys to overwhelm defenses on a regular basis, i.e. what the Denver Broncos bring. But it's fair to think that you got at least 2, and this team doesn't have 2 at the wide receiver position. And again, frankly, with Jordan Cameron, we've got to start seeing that step up. I feel like I'm repeating myself because I've said this a couple of weeks now, but I'm saying it emphatically for Sunday because I think the Steelers will have some trouble covering the tight end and there's some vulnerability there. I want to see Jordan Cameron have that another one of those massive days, and when he does, this team wins.
So do I, and you look at the tight end position against the Steelers the last 3 weeks. The Patriots tight ends, obviously led by Rob Gronkowski, 10 catches, 160 yards, and a touchdown. The Bills tight ends, 7 catches, 46 yards, and a touchdown. Last week, the Lions, 4 catches, 51 yards from their tight end. So tight ends have had success against this defense. I think you're right. I would like to see him take advantage of the gambler, Troy Polamalu. I think that is a matchup that the Cleveland Browns can exploit if they can get that isolation. I also think he can run away from their linebackers. And, you know, when we talk, you know, that's for this year. In the future, when you do get 2 receivers on the outside, it does open up the middle of the field for your tight end as well. But Cameron needs to show this week, and he's got to get on the same page. We heard the talk of communication breakdown between he and the quarterback, Jason Campbell. We talked yesterday about the stats. 7.7 targets, over 70 yards a game, 6 touchdowns in 7 games with Hoyer and Whedon. 5.2 targets, just 38 yards per game, no touchdowns in 3 games with Jason Campbell. That's an issue that needs to be solved by the coaching staff and by the players, because ultimately they're the ones who have to execute Sunday, and if they can, it will go a long way for this Cleveland Browns team Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, it will be, and I think we're putting forth some actual formulas here for success. I know we call that
the path to victory, and then
eventually talk ourselves into believing that it might work. But a lot of times, you know, we've been right sometimes. Of course it's very winnable. They're 4-6.
We're 3-2 when we both picked them to win.
So we should still feel good. I felt better when we were 3-1.
It did sound a lot better. It did.
It's a little rough at 3-2.
Well, if you don't have 2 blocked punts, a fumble return for a touchdown, we could be 4-1.
I was in a happy place having eaten at Rosewood Grill.
You've come a long way in 72 hours for Monday. I'm going to tell you. I'm really proud.
You're going to take me back down the hole with that. 216-578-0850. I will. 216-578-0850. And tweet us at Browns_daily. You're going to hear from the one and only Gerard Cherry in a little bit. I'm going to get his thoughts on this game. as you hear the wonderful bump music that Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, plays, puts us all in a good mood.
We got to get the Browns. They got to get back to the playoffs. We just had the au jus again, and we need it in the back of an F-150
right.
from Liberty
and,
Ford.
And Sunday's game will put
will
our conversation, reset,
break, yeah.
reset the conversation.
Au
Everyone
jus.
Will feel a little bit better. You take that into Thanksgiving. Oh, don't let me get carried away now.
The au jus meter will be back above 5. Let's go.
Eating turkey and celebrating a win. More coming up, CBD.
Taking weight.